True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say it. Looking. Goes deep. Say it. Tate. Touchdown. Tater. Carnell Tate. 40 yards.
That's courtesy of Fox. There's Gus Johnson, who somebody once told me he doesn't like to prep for games. He just likes to show up. And so I guess he's using a spotter and he's just, everything's off the cuff with him. And that's how he's comfortable. He's one of the best college football announcers. You can't tell me you don't get fired up watching his games. And I thought this weekend, I don't know how much, if you got to watch all of Ohio State, Texas, which I sat down and watched that whole thing. And when Arch got that touchdown, I'm like, okay, you just got to get a stop here. Maybe this thing gets interesting. But we just never got there. And then here's what's funny. That Carnell Tate touchdown. So that was a 40-yard touchdown reception, I think. He had a 9-yard reception earlier in the game. His prop was anywhere from 48.5 to 52.5. He caught 49 yards. So depending on when you got the number you won or lost, it's just, it's these guys are so good sometimes.
It's funny. I had this conversation last night. I said, is Vegas this good? And I brought up the Florida LIU game. Mm-hmm. I mean, LIU had no business being on the field with Florida. How do you predict that game? No business, not even in the same stratosphere.
I'm not in the boat that things are fixed.
However,
but it feels like it's sometimes.
I mean, kidding aside, I'm like, for people who don't know, when we were here last week, we were talking college football, and I brought this game to Jeremy during his, you know, gambling segment. I go, what do you think of this game? They're 45 point favorite.
And I said to you, anytime somebody's that big of a favorite, mm-hmm. and you look at the total, I would usually parlay the over
right.
with the favorite or the under with the underdog.
Well, if you parlay the favorite and gave up the points and went with the under,
you won.
And the under was 55.5.
And it was 55-0?
55-0.
50. Oh, man.
How did you do that?
It's amazing watching these games and what happens sometimes. And as I told somebody else, like, so last night I was on North Carolina. And let me give you my reasoning why. Right. Like, I even had somebody send me an email. It's like, hey, you're usually fading the public, and I see more money coming in on UNC than TCU. And I didn't see that. But, like, in breaking it down, I'm thinking, you get Bill Belichick, who's got all offseason to get ready for a team. TCU, they're returning their quarterback. All new wide receiving core, almost an all new defense. They lost all the major key pieces they had on defense. And last year, they were one of the worst rushing teams in all of football. And down the stretch, they beat no one. They won like 6 or 7 games in a row down the stretch. And it was all like Baylor, Texas Tech, Colorado, like all these teams that are, when I say no one, those are middling teams. Like those teams are happy if they get to the Polander Weed Eater Bowl. You know, like that's nothing wrong with it. But I'm saying they didn't beat anybody of substance. My thought was that Bill Belichick's going to come in and run a cover 2 or some sort of shell and say, hey, you guys run the football. And if you can run the football efficiently on us, we'll do that. The unknown about UNC is they get the South Alabama quarterback transferring in. They bring in a big-time pass rusher, even though it's out of UConn. The guy had 12.5 sacks last year. Mm-hmm. So he rebuilt the defensive line. He rebuilt the offensive line. They marched right down the field and scored a touchdown. And wasn't much else after that, was there? Just all TCU. Two defensive touchdowns by TCU. Yep. They looked terrible.
Yeah.
Welcome to college,
it
Bill.
It was something.
Old Chapel Bill's first game didn't go well, so that was a big loss for me. I did have Miami over Notre Dame this weekend. I saw a Notre Dame fan who was like, you know what, maybe they're right. Maybe we don't win any of these big games. Can somebody tell us the last time we've won a really, really big game? And I don't need a Notre Dame fan to call in and point out this game in the regular season, that game in the regular season. That didn't come from me. That came from a Notre Dame fan. It's like, get rid of Marcus Freeman already. People get upset over week one. Alabama wants to get rid of Kalen DeBoer. Guy took his team, took Washington to a national championship and lost. And now they want to get rid of him because they just lost to FSU. The game. It is funny. Did you see all the FSU guys? Like, the thing, I love when teams do this. Like, Peter Wark was there. He was all fired up, leading everybody out on the field. For the U, I think Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis were there. For some reason, Stephen A. Smith was taking pictures with him. Maybe that was an ESPN game. I don't remember.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But it was a fun weekend of college football, even though we saw a lot of big-time teams go down. And we're still going to figure out who's who. With the transfer portal, things can change in a heartbeat.
They do. Like,
I liked Clemson over LSU. LSU beat them. They shut them out in the second half. And when you look at LSU, you got to check out that 6'7" tight end they have that has like an unreal wingspan. Mm-hmm. But LSU won the transfer portal this year. They killed it there. Or they had the number one recruiting class. It was one or the other. And then there was another team. Who were we talking about? Oh, I think it was Miami. They were talking about that hitting the transfer portal and all these teams that... There's just so many new faces and new names. And if you get like Phil Steele's college football book or Athlon or one of these with all the teams and it breaks down returning starters who transferred in, all I want you to go is look at returning starters across the board in college football. You routinely have teams returning 2 to 5 starters on both sides of the ball. Now, yeah. I know there's a turnover rate in the league, but it's or in college football, but it's not that high. Guys are just transferring out for better opportunities. And the guys that are transferring out sometimes are the backups that would be the starters for the next year. And they're just going to another team to start because they're unhappy where they're at. And we're going to see more and more of this. Anything stand out to you this weekend that kind of caught you off guard? Like, hey, they're a lot better than we think. Outside of, I mean, I know you want to talk about FSU because that's a huge win. You're almost a 2-touchdown underdog.
And they won by 2 touchdowns.
Kicked their asses.
They kicked their ass. They really did.
Like, Alabama scored... Mm-hmm. To make it, it was a touchdown game, and you're like, oh, here we go. Are they coming back now? Yeah. And then Florida State said, you know that other school around the corner? Yeah, F you. We're going right down the field and scoring a touchdown, and there's nothing you guys are going to do about it.
Yeah, that was the big game of the weekend because it was the biggest upset of the weekend. But you look at it, a lot of ranked teams lost.
Yeah.
I mean, they did. I mean, obviously, Alabama lost. They were 8th in the country. I mean, Texas was number one. They lost. They lost to number 3 team. So somebody had to lose that game. Clemson lost. LSU.
Yeah. As I told you, the top 5 bet teams all lost.
Yeah. So and, I mean, a lot of teams just happened to lose. But, So it's kind of, it was an interesting weekend.
Yeah, and we'll see what week, overreaction is, I always say this, NFL overreaction week one.
Boise State was ranked, they lost too.
Yeah, and they got their asses kicked. Yeah. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, Ed and Jerry? How y'all
What's
doing?
Up, man? How are you?
Good. Quick one-line humor, and then I get to my thought, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
They said the whole University of Alabama was standing out in front of Miss Terry's house begging for Nick to come back.
It wouldn't surprise me, man, because like those fans are so upset.
Yeah. What's the bit?
They
go
are
ahead.
Pissed. But with Arch Manning, my dude, he this kid was raised to be a top-level football player. Matt Patricia dialed up a gem, of course. Ohio State is legit, but for Arch, you know, Sark just tried to keep him a little too safe because in the fourth quarter, to dial up almost 130 yards after three quarters of being frustrated to the probably to the mountain, you know what I mean? He, I felt like he finished the game a lot stronger. And just for you, Jer, he had similar stats that both his uncles did in similar type of a game for college.
Yeah. And I think, like, and Kev, I appreciate the phone call. Like, the stuff that people were talking about, it's like, oh, yeah, remember, he's the kid of the one brother that didn't play college football. Right. Well, he had a spinal issue, and the kid was – Cooper Manning was one of the best wide receivers in the country that year. He apparently got his dad's athleticism, and the other two didn't.
That's true, because Archie could run.
Yeah. But again, like, there's – you're seeing every commercial with him in it. He's getting paid so much money. It's what everybody talked about. He dropped from being the Heisman favorite to, like, 16-1. I would tell you guys to go hammer the 16-1 now. That team, they might finish the season with one loss. So,
yes.
I still think he's as, it's even better time in my mind to bet him because there's only the chance that he gets better here.
Yeah. Before we move to whatever, North Carolina getting drubbed, what do you think about the ACC fining Florida State for the, you know, storm in the field? They fined them $50,000.
I wish they'd do more of that. I hate it.
I do too. I just don't know how you.
Was that? Did everybody know that? Like, was that
that was happening? I mean, it was allowed.
No, I mean, I didn't know there was a $50,000 fine for storming. Like, I think storming the court is worse than storming the field. But
small, yeah.
But anyway,
I agree with that. I think it's dangerous. I think it's really, really dangerous. I don't like it at all. But they did. It was a $50,000 fine for against FSU.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.